From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Details still coming in. Hours after an explosion took place at a Christian church in Egypt, another occurred in a church in Alexandria. The first bomb blast Sunday killed at least 21 people, wounded dozens of others in a packed church in the town of Tanta, as Coptic Christians celebrated Palm Sunday. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for Sunday's blast. Christians make up about 10% of Egypt's population. They've been repeatedly harassed by Islamic extremists. The U.S. Navy is sending a strike group toward the Korean Peninsula to bolster the U.S. presence there and send a message to North Korea, which this week conducted a ballistic missile test in spite of U.N. Security Council resolutions banning such launches. The strike group includes its namesake aircraft carrier, the USS Carl Vinson, as well as three guided missile destroyers. Pyongyang has repeatedly defied international warnings about conducting missile launches and testing nuclear devices. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson travels to Moscow on Wednesday, just days after the United States launched missile strikes on Russia's ally Syria. U.S. missiles struck the Syrian air base in response to a Syrian chemical weapons attack that killed civilians.
I think the president was very clear in his message to the American people that this strike was related solely to the most recent horrific use of chemical weapons against women, children, and as the president said, even small babies. And we're asking and calling on Bashar al-Assad to cease the use of these weapons. Other than that, there is no change to our military posture.
Tillerson speaking to ABC News, and Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson has announced that he's canceled his plan Monday to go to Russia. This is VOA News. Police in Venezuela's capital fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disrupt thousands of anti-government protesters Saturday after the president, Nicolas Maduro's government, barred an opposition candidate from holding office. The demonstration came a day after the government barred Enrique Capriles from running for office for 15 years. Capriles told protesters that we can expect more outrageous actions by the government. They could do anything, and more human rights violations we have to resist, and I am here to do that, too. Venezuela's political crisis intensified last week when the Supreme Court issued rulings curbing the powers of the opposition-controlled legislature. Afghan officials say 9 security personnel have been killed in a Taliban stronghold, while U.S. officials say an American soldier was killed while carrying out operations against the Islamic State group. Local officials said Sunday the Afghan forces were killed late Saturday and several others were wounded. The casualties come just ahead of the spring fighting season when the Taliban steps up against Afghan and coalition forces. A spokesman for the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission in Afghanistan said the American soldier was killed late Saturday during an operation against ISIS. Somali military officials say senior al-Shabaab commander Bashir Nuri Hassan was among several militants killed during an attack in southern Somali region. Mahmoud Ahmed Hirsi, a senior Somali military commander in the region, told VOA that joint troops from the Kenyan Defense Force, KDF, and the Somali National Army were responding to an attack by the militants on a Somali base. He said during the attack, 3 militants were killed, including a commander. Police in Norway appear to have prevented a criminal attack on the subway system after finding an explosive device by a busy subway station in the Norwegian capital. Police do say that the device was in fact neutralized and one person arrested. Police have released details about the suspect or device found, but no specifics. Norway was put on high alert after neighboring Sweden suffered the truck attack in the capital that killed 4 people and injured 15. And state officials say gunmen have opened fire at a bar in a Mexican resort, leaving 4 people dead and 2 injured. The security spokesman for the southern state says a shooting happened early Saturday. Roberto Alvarez says initial investigations indicate the shooting broke out between members of 2 rival drug gangs who were at the bar at the time, and he says there's no indication the shooting is related to extortion attempts that have plagued twin resorts. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.